This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. It's been 100 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The Kremlin isn't saying much about its plans for the cities, towns, and villages it has bombarded, surrounded, and finally captured. Ukraine's President Zelensky says the Russians now control almost one-fifth of the country's territory. But in a video message marking the war's first 100 days, he made it clear Ukraine will not give up. Victory, he said, will be ours. Political analysts say Moscow is not likely to give up its military gains. Earlier, Russians Kherson, a city in southern Ukraine. A senior official in the Kremlin's ruling party recently visited residents there, telling them, Russia is here forever. I'm Rita Foley.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday that Russian troops have succeeded in their main stated task of, quote, protecting civilians in the separatist-controlled areas of eastern Ukraine. He added that Russian forces have, once again, his word, liberated parts of Ukraine. Quote, this work will continue until all the goals of the special military operation are achieved. Ukraine said Thursday its forces have recaptured 20 small towns and villages in the Kherson region in the southern part of the country. Meanwhile, Russian forces continued their assault on Severodonetsk, the last major city nominally held by Ukraine in the Luhansk region in the eastern part of the country. Luhansk Governor Serhiy Hayday said Russia controlled about 70% of the city as fierce street battles took place. A Ukrainian official said Kyiv's forces are hoping to recapture territory lost earlier in the war. This is VOA News. Russia said Friday it was not to blame for the global food crisis, as Russian President Vladimir Putin met with African Union leaders to hear how Africa is being affected. Africa is heavily dependent on grain supplies from Russia and Ukraine that have been badly disrupted since Russia invaded its neighbor 100 days ago. Senegal's President Macky Sall told Putin that he should be aware that African countries are victims of economic crisis tied to the war in Ukraine. At a meeting in the Russian resort of Sochi, Sall told Putin that most African countries had avoided condemning Russia's actions in Ukraine at votes in the United Nations. His conversation with Putin was carried on state television. In his televised comments, Putin made no reference to the food crisis, but spoke in general terms of Moscow's desire to develop ties with Africa. President Joe Biden of the United States publicly acknowledged on Friday that he may travel to Saudi Arabia soon. It's a trip that multiple sources say is expected and could include talks with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Biden told reporters he does not yet have direct plans to make a trip to Saudi Arabia, but if he does, it would be to try to advance Middle East peace prospects. Sources familiar with the process say Biden is planning a trip to Saudi Arabia in conjunction with a trip to Europe and Israel in late June. A former Trump White House official is in federal custody after defying a subpoena from the House panel investigating the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Peter Navarro faces two contempt of Congress charges, one for failing to appear at a deposition and the other for not producing documents. The committee saw a testimony from Navarro about his public efforts to help Trump overturn the 2020 election results. He's the second former Trump aide arrested for refusing to cooperate with the panel months after Steve Bannon was indicted. The Justice Department's under pressure to move faster in deciding whether to prosecute other Trump aides who've also defied the committee, which will hold public hearings starting next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Myanmar's junta said Friday it will execute for terrorism a former member of Aung San Suu Kyi's pro-democracy political party and also a prominent democracy activist. These would be the country's first official executions since 1990, according to a spokesman who spoke to the French news agency on Friday. Our top story, it's been 100 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday that Russian troops have succeeded in their main stated task. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.